Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Holiness is not what a lot of people think it is. Let me give you one of the best definitions of holiness I've ever heard. And my father in the faith said it, Brother Hagin. He said, holiness is Christ-likeness. It's being like Him, being like the Master. It's not about your haircut. It's not about the length of your sleeve or your jewelry or this or that. It's about being like Him. He's holy. And what happens, being unholy goes hand in hand with being disobedient, overriding what you know in your heart. And when you do, that dulls you. It dulls you and it dims your confidence and dulls your sensitivity. And the Bible talks about people's hearts and being seared, their consciences being seared. Well, that's from being disobedient and unholy. Oh, but if you'll be obedient. And how many understand? If you'll be obedient, being holy goes hand in hand with that. If you obey, 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 then you're not defiling yourself. You're not contaminating yourself. You're being obedient. You're going to be holy. You will increase in awareness of Him and sensitivity because He is holy. Didn't He say, be ye holy? Why? For He is holy. And draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. Holy men of God spoke how? Oh, here it is. Here it is. They spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Does the Holy Ghost move people today?
Yes.
This is New Testament. The Holy Ghost moves in people's lives. What did He move these holy men to do? To speak. And as they did, prophecy came. It wasn't by their will. It wasn't something they thought up. You hear people sometimes critiquing this book. And say, well, I wonder what David was thinking when he was writing that. It doesn't matter all that much. I've had people, you know, good people. Oh, I'd really love to get in the mind of David. Why? I would really like to get in the mind of Paul. No, this is not the product of Paul's mind.
Right.
Holy men, holy women spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, come on. Do you see this? This is not by the will of man. Holy men, holy women spoke as they were. Now, why are we talking about this? We've been talking about this for weeks now. The moving of the Spirit. But why should you be so interested in this? Because the manifestation, the moving of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man, every woman can have the Spirit move in their life. Move on you to speak. Move on you to pray. Move on you to do something or not to do something. Oh, this is what makes our covenant better than the old. This is one of the most outstanding things. Because in those times, in fact, the prophecy says, in that day, they'll not say to every man to his brother, know the Lord. He said, for they'll all know me. And we won't just look at the laws written down on paper or our stone, but they're written in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's in us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's in us. We have the Spirit in us. And He moves. And He moves. Oh, can you say amen? Say it out loud. He moves. He moves in me. He moves on me. He moves. And sometimes, instead of saying, you know, sometimes people say God told me, when he didn't so much tell them as they just had a witness, a sense, a knowing, or God told me to go do that. Sometimes that can be too strong. I just am impelled to go this direction. Look in 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 14th verse, 5:14, says, "For the love of Christ, the Anointed One, constrains us." Now that's King James. The Amplified again says, "The love of Christ controls and urges and impels us." Well, God is love, right? The scripture said, desire, covet earnestly, desire spiritual gifts. He said, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. So if you're following love, you're following God. And the love of Christ, it could have said Jesus, it could have said any number of things, but it said Christ, the Anointed One, the love of the anointing, the Anointed One, does what? Impels us. Do you remember the scripture that said Jesus was moved with compassion? You remember that? What was happening in him then? Spirit of God's moving. Can you see this? The Bible said there were times when the people would even bring the sick into the streets. Until, you know, I guess a mile or two away, you got all these donkeys and chariots backed up. And people are going, what's going on? Well, there's people in the road. What kind of people? I don't know. There's sick people everywhere. They just pile them in the middle of the road. And sometimes it said that they cast them at Jesus' feet. Cast means throw. So people would take their friends, crippled, blind, deaf, and if they couldn't get close to him, they'd say, here, you grab that arm and grab that leg. All right, here we go. Are you ready? We'll get you close as we can. 1, 2, and threw them. I'm not making this up. This is in the Bible. Threw them at Jesus. But hey, when you get healed, you don't care. Throw me again. What a sight that was. That here you got the roads, the traffic backed up, and the roads blocked up with sick people. And as Jesus walks through them, they just get up and walk out of the road. He walks through them and they're touching him and touch. The road just clears out. Hallelujah. And the Bible said on more than one occasion when he would see this, he was moved with compassion. Now some people have taken that, and you even see some modern translations say sympathy.
It's different.
That's not right.
No.
Look up the word. It means to yearn as to one's insides, or the word bowels is used in the King James. See, that's like this word impel. It's something on the inside of you. Well, there's somebody on the inside of you. Oh, are you with me now? I'm not just talking about only history. I'm talking about you tomorrow and the next day. We got to be alert and aware of this. I'm not talking about sobbing and feeling sorry for somebody with no faith. No, love is moved to change the situation. The love of the Anointed One constrains, compels, impels us. Just like it did him. He was moved with compassion. Hallelujah. Said out loud, I'm moved with compassion. I'm moved by the love of the Anointed One. I'm moved by the Spirit, and I follow. See, now that's not the same thing. When he moves, what? You respond. you yield. He was moved with compassion. What comes next? And he healed their sick. Need was met. Thank God. Now, notice this. Go to Acts 7. Acts 7. In Acts 7, 51, I've already quoted this, but just look at it while you're here. Acts 7, 51. These people are about to stone Stephen. And he tells them in verse 51, he says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye." Stiff-necked. And see, uncircumcised in heart and ears, that has to do with insensitive. The veil of the flesh covers your spirit so fleshly that you don't pick up what God's doing. All you sense is flesh. We're in a flesh body, but we don't have to be flesh dominated. But if we are, we'll be stiff-necked, stubborn, hard-headed. Man, this is one of the worst conditions a human being can be in. I'm serious. Because you can get yourself in a place where God can't help you. I know that's a huge statement, but it is absolutely the truth. Unteachable, stubborn, hard-headed, rebellious. If a person persists in that mode, what did the Bible say? He that's often being reproved hardens himself, it stiffens his neck, he'll be destroyed. And that without remedy. What does that mean? There's no fix. There's no fix. Can you get yourself in a place where it can't be fixed? By being stubborn, hard-headed, unteachable, stiff-necked, and resisting. And we live in a society where people are taught to be this way. And you see little ones, 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years old, so defiant, so rebellious. And parents act like, well, this is just normal. You know, well, they're just going through that stage. But we got people that are 50 years old and still in that stage. They never got out of it. They're just worse. You see what I'm talking about? Oh, it's another seminar. You don't want to be there. You don't want to do that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me